Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
How do I make this bigger? There we go. There we are. Right. Okay, let's get started. So we've got a slightly different warm-up today. So, I mean, some of them are similar to the ones we've done in the past, over the past few months, but some of them may be slightly newer. So what we're going to do is stand in Wuji. So having your feet around hip width apart, if possible, having your toes facing forward, but if your toes are facing slightly out, then that's absolutely fine. What you don't want to do is cause any tension in your body, because that obviously blocks the chi. Then just letting your knees unlock. So you've got a very, very slight bend in the leg. This helps to open up the hip quad, the hip sort of flexor muscles and everything, and elongates the thighs. Having your spine nice and long, just rolling your shoulders forwards and just letting them flop back. So you've got a feeling of space between your arms and your body. And then just having the crown of your head facing the heavens, the sky, the universe. And then going back down to your feet, and then just letting them spread, toes spread. If you've got nothing on your feet, or if you have got shoes on, just letting your toes spread. Just making sure that you're on the balls of your feet, so you're quite stable, so you're not rocking too far forwards or too far back. If you're seated, and you're listening, I don't know whether anybody is seated, but somebody on the recording might be seated or listen to the recording. If you're seated, just having your ankles underneath your knees and just being slightly further forward from the back of the chair if possible, so your spine supports itself. If not possible, then obviously lean against the chair. Just putting your hands on your belly and just taking just a few breaths and literally just noticing what's happening in your body and how you're feeling in this moment, because we're going to repeat this at the end of the warm-up as well, and also at the end of the session. So just noticing how you are. Just taking a few rounds of belly breath if that feels comfortable, or whatever breath feels comfortable for you. Just taking one more round of breath. And we're just going to start with some shoulder circles. So just doing some shoulder rotations first. So just lifting your shoulders forwards, taking them up towards your ears, and then pushing them back and down. So forwards, up, back, and down. So repeating this a few more times in this direction. So I go one more in this direction. Coming back to the starting position and then just reversing. So coming up at the back, rolling your shoulders forwards and down. And then just doing one more. Now we're going to do some shoulder circles. Now you obviously all know your own bodies, so you know your own range of movements. So if possible, just doing a going up towards the ceiling and then all the way back, but you may not be able to have that range of motion. So just doing whatever range of motion you have. So we're going up towards the ceiling and back. And doing two more this direction. Last one. And then now we're going to go forwards. And the same thing, if you're not able to do this full motion, and just doing whatever you can just to help warm up the shoulders. And then just doing one more in this direction. And now we're going to do some wrist rotations. So just gently putting your hands in a loose fist and then just rotating. It doesn't matter which direction you're rotating in.
because we're going to be changing direction shortly anyway. So whichever direction you want to rotate your wrists, you want to rotate them outwards first, that's fine. Just doing one more and then rotating them inwards if you've done them outwards or vice versa. It just helps to warm up the joints and the muscles and everything around the wrists. Just doing one more here. And now we're just going to do a little bit of wrist stretching. Now there are two ways you can do this. You're going to have a flat hand whichever way. So just, you can literally have your upper arm beside your body and your lower arm just bent at about 90 degrees and having your palms facing upwards initially. Now you can, if you want to, then just press with the other hand. So in this case, I'm doing my left hand onto my right. Just press and then push it back down and back. Now that gives quite a strong pull there. So if you wanted to, you could actually turn your hand over so that your palm is facing down and push it backwards towards your shoulder. Push your palm back towards your shoulder, your fingers back. Whichever one you prefer. Just hold that for about 10 seconds. Then turning your hand over, if you've had your palm facing upwards, if you've had your palm facing down, then you just leave it down. And then you just push on the top half of your fingers. So you're pushing the palm towards your body now. So you're stretching the top half of the wrist. Just shake the wrist out, and we're going to repeat the same thing on the other side. So just having the palm facing up or down, depending which is more comfortable for you, and then with the fingers of the other hand, just press against the fingers of the hand you're wanting to stretch or the wrist you're wanting to stretch. Pressing it back, pressing the fingers back towards the body. Letting that loose, and if your palms facing upwards, turning your palm over, and then just pressing fingers back towards the body, so the palm is now facing the body. And again, just shaking your arms and your wrists out. And now just doing a little bit of piano movement. So basically just, running your fingers up an imaginary piano, if you like. Up and down the piano, just to get the finger joints working, moving. Doing one more up and down your imaginary piano. And again, just shaking your fingers and your hands loose. Now we're going to be warming up the neck. So with this one, we're going to take our hands just behind our neck and hold them on our neck so your little fingers are touching. I'm just going to bend your head backwards a little bit. Having the hands where they are behind the neck stops you overextending your neck. Just holding that for a couple of seconds and then going forwards. Again for a couple of seconds. And then just go backwards and forwards in time with your own breath. Just being careful not to overextend your neck. And doing one more backwards and forwards and come back to center. Now we're going to gently turn our head to look to the left, back through center, and then look to the right. And then just repeat this movement a few times, looking left and right. One more each side. and then a nice stretch. So taking the left ear towards the left shoulder and just holding it there. And you can, if you want to, put your left hand on your right shoulder just to stop the right shoulder from rising up, and just give it a bit more of a stretch. Just hold that for about 5 seconds. Back up to center and swapping sides. So that's the neck and the arms nicely warmed up. So I'm just going to warm up the spine a little bit, so just doing a gentle twist. Obviously if you're seated it's not going to be so easy to do the twist, but you could still manage to do a slower twist, just maybe having your arms just held a bit closer to your body. Just doing one more here and then very slowly coming back to center. And then a little bit of forwards and backwards movement. Just putting your hands on the back of your, sort of a just, about around about hip level, and then just gently going back, doing like a slight back bend, and then coming forwards towards your toes or as far as you can reach. I mean, you may only go just down to your thighs, whatever feels comfortable for you. Just going to do a few backwards and forwards movements. Do one more, back and forwards. So now we've rounded up the spine, we're now going to go to the hips and the legs. So just putting our hands on our hips, just doing very small little hip circles in one direction. Obviously you can't do this if you're seated, so just opt out of this one. Back to center and then changing direction. This was just warming up, we're not doing great big circles, we're just doing small circles. Coming back to center, we're just going to bring our feet together, having our hands just above our knees. And our thumb or our kneecap and our thumbs on the inside, so the hands are on the outside, the thumbs are on the inside. And just doing a very gentle rotation of the knees. Now, if you have problems with your knees, this is one you may want to opt out of. Like I say, you know your own bodies. So I'm just going to do one more here and then come back to center before we change direction. Obviously on a squeaky floorboard here. Doing one more here, and then coming back upright. Taking your feet apart. I'm just going to do a little bit of ankle rotation. This does involve a bit of balance, so there's two options. So you can have yourself near a wall or have a chair near you. So you can take your foot off the floor and just literally rotate your ankle in one direction and then in the other direction. Or if you want to, you can keep your toes on the floor and again do a rotation in one direction and a rotation in the other direction. So whichever one works for you. And you may find you're better balanced on one side than the other, which is quite normal. So swapping your ankles now, changing sides. Rotating in one direction, rotate them in the other direction, coming back to standing position, just giving yourself a nice little shake. And then just, again, just returning to the Wuji position, that starting position, having your hands on your lower dantian or lower abdomen, and just noticing how you're feeling. So just taking a few belly breaths, diaphragmatic breathing.
Okay, so hopefully you're feeling nice and warmed up. So what we're going to do is we're going to repeat the first six movements of the Shibashi set that I taught last month, and then we'll go on to introduce you to the second. So we'll do 1 to 6, which is a repeat of what we did last month, and then we'll do 7 to 12. So we're going to start in Wuji. So making sure your feet are nice and spread. You're on what's known as kidney one, so that's the bubbling spring. So it's just sort of around about a third down. So if you cut your toes off, and then you've got the ball of the foot, that fleshy bit, then it's at the base of that. So it's about a third of the way down the foot. That's known as bubbling spring. It's a really good grounding point. So again, unlocking the knees, having the spine nice and long, rolling your shoulders forwards and letting them back, and then just having the crown of the head face the heavens, skies, universe. If you want to, you can imagine you've got a bungee cord, so you've got a little bit of flexibility of movement going up and down. So the first exercise is for commencement. So just take your arms out in front of you. Just rising them up towards chest level, keeping your elbows slightly bent, so you're not overextending your arms or extending them fully. And then just letting your elbows drop back to the body, bringing your hands back afterwards, and then just dropping your hands down by the side of your body. So coming up in front, and say not overextending, and then just letting the elbows drop back and the hands coming back afterwards. You want to think of having a balloon rising and falling back, or a piece of wood in a river floating up, and then you're just pushing it back down gently as you come back. Inhale, coming up, and exhale, going down. Doing two more. Inhale up, exhale down, and last one. Inhale up, and exhale. Going to pause for a couple of breaths just to notice whatever's arising. And then we're moving to broadening the chest. So we're going to have our hands by our sides, but the palms are sort of facing each other. So again, bringing your hands up and out in front. When they get to about chest level, so you're going to open your arms out till you feel a stretch around about, just about in line with your armpit, but just inside on the torso rather than in the armpit. And then coming back towards the center, when your hands are about body width apart, just pressing them down to the starting position. So bringing our hands up, palms facing each other, and they get to chest level, opening them up, so you feel that stretch, and then bringing them back towards the center, and then turning them down, turning the palms down, and return to the starting position. So inhale up and out, exhale in and down. Just repeating this a few times in time with your own breath. And if you find you're struggling, because it is quite a long movement to do on one breath, then just add another breath in.
two more. Up and out. On inhale. In and down on exhale. The last one. And just pausing when you finish the move. Going to painting rainbows. So we're going to, starting bit is very similar to the previous one, so we're just going to bring our hands up towards our chest level, out towards chest level, and then you're going to take them to just above the head, so it's almost like you've got cactus arms, so your arms are sort of, the upper bit of the arm is more or less straight out, and the forearm and fingers are pointing upwards. And then we're going to paint the rainbow. So in my case, I'm going to be moving the right hand. I'm going to move it down as if I'm painting a rainbow. So it's going down to the side. And at the same time, the left hand is coming over the head until I feel a stretch down the left hand side. And then coming back up to center. And then stretching or painting the other side and stretching the other arm. And if you can't manage to hold your hands up overhead, then having them slightly lower down, so in front of your chest, you aren't going to obviously get stretched as much over the head, just to be able to put a little bit of a stretch in, the stretching arm. So it's exhale as you come up. Paint, sorry, exhale as you paint, and inhale as you come up. It is quite heavy on the shoulders, so if you find that your shoulders are hurting after a while, then just drop your hands. Shrug your shoulders a few times or rotate them a few times, and then come back to doing a few more of the movement. So we're going to do one more each side. Doing one more each side. And then just dropping our hands back down by our thighs. Next, we're going to circle the hands to part the clouds. So we're going to take our hands out to the side, and again, just above the head, if it's comfortable. If not, then take into whatever it's comfortable to you, having the backs of the hands facing each other. And then we're going to take the arms down the side, down in front of our thighs, crossing our hands over or our wrists over, bringing our hands back up, and having the backs of the hands facing each other. So taking your hands down to the side, and you can go down into a slight squat if you want to. You can go down below your knees, or you can go down just to your thighs. So whatever feels comfortable to you, crossing your hands over and bringing them back up. So it's exhale as you're pushing your hands down to the side. Crossing them over so that palms are facing your body still. Inhale as you cross your hands over and bring them back up above your head. And then the backs of the hands are facing each other again. And taking your down, crossing them over, bringing them back up. Exhale down, inhale, crossing the hands and coming back above the head. Just doing two more, just in time with your own breath. Doing the last one. Bringing the hands down the side to finish. So next we are pushing to the diagonals. And this one can be done in Wuji, or if you prefer, you can do it in horse riding, which is what I'm going to do. So your feet are slightly wider apart, probably about double hip width apart. You're not riding a Clydesdale. You're riding something slightly smaller, so you don't want to have your feet too far apart, because otherwise you'll feel slightly uncomfortable and maybe feeling imbalanced or unbalanced. So we push into the diagonals. This is one that's that sort of almost like a half freestyle, if you like. So you're going to push one hand with the palm facing forward. It goes slightly goes across the midline, hence the push the diagonal. So slightly across the midline with one hand. In my case, it's the left. And then you're going to take the right hand just slightly behind you. You're not doing a great big arc. You're just going to do a slight behind you, just coming over the top. And then the back hand then pushes forwards. You've got two options. You can either rub your thumbs together, the outside edge of the thumb together, or if you prefer, you can just pick one palm over the other as it pushes forward. So as you push forwards, the hand that was forward is now becoming the back hand. It's coming up and over and it pushes forward and it either touches the thumbs or goes over the top of the palm, whichever you prefer. It do activate different meridians. So the thumb activates the metal, so lung and large intestine, and the palm over palm activates heart governor and triple warmer. So that is secondary fire. So you exhale with the hand that pushes forward, and you inhale with the back hand. And then exhale as you push that forward, return the hand that was forward is now back, as it were. I hope that all makes sense. Like I said, it's almost like a freestyle swimming action, but it's not as big an arc with the back hand. Just doing two more. One each side. And the last one. You've probably done more than two more there, but there we are. Okay, and coming back into Wuji. So the final one, the final exercise of the numbers 1 to 6, this is exercise 6, which we did last month, is rowing the boat in the middle of the lake. So if you're doing this in a seated position, just moving your feet slightly further forward, so your ankles are just further forward than your knees, because if you have them directly, knee and ankle directly in line, you risk, you know, toppling over when you're doing this exercise, and you definitely don't want that. So having your hands in a soft fist, around about shoulder height, your hands are, palms facing forward, and you're going to push as if you're pushing your oar, pushing your your hands forwards and down as you bend over slightly, and bringing your hands back behind you and back up to the starting position. So pushing forwards, on exhale, inhale as you're coming back up to the starting position. So exhale going forwards, inhale coming up. So when you're bringing your oars back up to the starting position, you're pivoting more on your elbows. You're not doing a great big arc with your arms over your shoulders. You're just sort of pivoting on the elbow, as it were. Exhale forwards and inhale back up. Doing two more. How far you bend when you do this is really up to you. You might do a more of a squat, or you might just be standing quite upright. So the last one, and just bring your hands back down to the side. So those are the six that we did last month. I'm going to introduce you to the middle six, so exercises 7 to 12. So if you're sitting, you can, and you've just done the rowing the boat, you can either leave your feet where they are, or you can bring them back slightly so your ankles and your knees are in line with each other. For the rest of us, we are in Wuji. If you're standing, we're remaining in Wuji. So we're going to be doing an exercise called holding a ball in front of the shoulders. So your ball, in this case, is a very tiny, it could be a marble or a pearl. So what you're doing is focusing on the middle of your palm, which is, this is a fire exercise. In the middle of the palm, there's a point called Heart Governor 8. So that's where we're focusing on. So what we're going to do is have our hands by our sides, and then we're going to cup one of the hands slightly, as if we're holding a pearl or a marble in the hand. And you're just going to bring the hand up in front of your body, so extending your arm away from your body, but in front. That makes sense, but you're not overextending, so there's going to be a bend in the arm slightly. Your elbow is going to remain heavy. You're not locking that out, and your arm is going to remain in line with your shoulder, so you're not going across the midline, hence the ball, holding the ball in front of the shoulder. And then bring it down again. I'm repeating the same on the other hand. Taking it up, extending the arm but not fully, just having that intention with holding that marble, that pearl in the palm of your hand, and then dropping your hand back down. So inhale coming up, so coming up with the first hand, and exhale down. Inhale up. Okay, so I started with my left hand, so I'm going to have my right hand. Exhale down. So just in time with your own breath, moving just with some fluidity, just gently moving up and down. So inhale up. Exhale down. Two more on each side.
last one on each side now. And again, just pausing for a couple of breaths, just to notice whatever's arising. So now we're going to be turning to gaze at the moon. And this had the original title, apparently, for this exercise was "The Doe-Eyed Cow Turns to Gaze at the Moon." So your hands are the cow's horns. So you're going to start with your hands either side of your thighs. And then we're going to keep your hands roughly about thigh width apart as you move your hands and you twist your body. So you're going to move your hands up and around as you twist your body. So I'm going to my right side and I'm going to gaze at the moon over the top on my hands or the horns. And you're coming back down to center, letting your cow pause, take a mouthful of food, and then you're going to repeat on the other side as your cow decides to gaze at the moon on the other side. Back to center. And just inhale up. And exhale down. All the while, trying to keep both feet, keep going the other side, trying to keep both feet grounded, so you're staying connected to the earth through kidney one, and you're staying connected to the heavens, sky, the universe, whatever you want to call it, through the crown of the head, which is known as the Bachway, also known as 100 meeting points, and Jumai 20, is it 21? Don't quote me on that one. Definitely Jumai, but I can't remember if it's 20 or 21. I think it's 20. So if you come back to center, just pausing fractionally, and continuing your move. Inhaling up, exhaling down. And a nice one for a little spinal twist. So quite nice for the shoulder and across the, when you bring your hands up, you're doing a bit of a stretch with your shoulders as well, so a bit of a spade stretch across the back. So doing one more each side. Just returning to center when you finish. So the next two exercises are usually done in horse riding. Now, if it's uncomfortable for you to have your feet slightly further apart, then just keep it muruji. Obviously, if you're sitting, none of this applies, but yes, these are usually done in horse riding. So we're going to start with our hands again in a loose fist with the palms facing upwards, and your hands are going to be resting just about the base of your rib cage. This is called twisting the waist and pushing the palm. So with this, your legs, your hips down, don't move. Everything remains stable. And even on the upper bit, there isn't too much of a twist, because if you start to twist your body, then you twist your hips. So there isn't much of a twist, even though it's called twisting the waist. So I'm going to take my left hand, open the palm, and I'm going to push it across the stomach. So the palm is open and it's facing the direction of the right hand, but the thumb is sort of more or less pushing across the stomach, so it's touching the stomach. and at the same time as pushing my palm towards the right side, my right elbow will pull back as if it's like a pendulum. And the palm that's pushing will only probably go to the edge of the body. You won't go much further than that. And then you come back to center. Making sure you're back in center, both your hands are in fists before you start the other side. So we're going to go for the right side, it's going to push towards the left. And at the same time, the left elbow is going to pull back. And then coming back to center. And then repeat on the left side towards the right. So when you're pulling your pendulum arm back, just have the hand brush against the body. Repeat on the other side. This is the stomach and spleen meridian. So it's an earth meridian. Well, meridian's earth element. That's the stomach and spleen. And they both run through this sort of general area. So when you're touching the stomach, both stomach and spleen meridians run through there. And also the stretch that you're given with the pendulum is also activating the spleen meridian. So you're inhaling as you're pushing. Pushing your palm and exhaling as you're coming back to center. Inhale as you push your palm and pull your elbow back. Exhale back to center. Just repeating this a few times in time with your own breath. One more each side. And then when you've finished, you can either come back into Wuji or you can remain in horse riding, because the next one is also horse riding. Before we do the next movement, which is called Hands as Clouds, if you're in horse riding and you feel as though your knees are coming in together, as it were, if you just have that intention, have that thought of pulling your knees out rather than physically pulling your knees out. So if you physically pull your knees out, you risk losing connection through kidney one. So just having that thought of that intention of your knees coming out or your knees being pulled apart a little bit. Hope that makes sense. So for the next one, which is, as I say, hands as clouds, you're going to start off with one hand touching your chest, palm touching the chest. We'll pull it away in a minute, just going to give you an idea of roughly where. So it's the fingers will be on the midline, and then the other hand will be directly below that, with the palm facing the elbow of the upper hand, in the direction of the elbow. So pull your top hand forward slightly, probably about a hand's width away from the chest. And then say the bottom hand or the lower hand is in line with your belly button area, and it's going to be facing the direction of the top elbow. And that's the direction you're going to be moving in. So we're going to move the hands, I should say, twist around to the direction of the upper elbow, in my case, the right elbow, so I'm going to the right. And then when you get as far as you can turning, it's roughly about 90 degrees, maybe slightly less, then the lower hand will come up and the upper hand will go down. And you're going to come back across the center of the body, turn to the other side, the left side, and again the lower hand comes up, the upper hand goes down.
back through the center, towards the right side, lower hand coming up, upper hand going down, and back towards the left side. And again, that change of hands. Just doing that a few times, and then we'll introduce the breath. Getting used to just changing your hands and twisting gently from side to side. If you want to add the breath in, we're going to be inhaling as you change hands, and then exhaling somewhere en route to the other side, where you inhale to change hands. I usually find it's around about the center of the body. I exhale and I inhale to change hands again. So just doing this a few times. I guess this is one of my favorite. I could just do this. This one, loads. So we're going to do one more each side. This is the last one. And then coming back to center, and also coming back to Wuji if you're in horse riding. Our final two are both in something called bow stance or front stance. So if you're seated, you've got several options here. You can either take you will definitely be taking your feet away from your knees, so your ankles will be away from your knees, but how far they go is entirely up to you. So you can just take them a little bit further out if you want to, or you can extend them all the way out, so your heels are on the ground, or you can just have it slightly in between, so you've still got your feet on the ground, but they're away, say the ankles are away from the knees, or you can do the same as what we're going to do in Wuji. For in Wuji, you turn one foot about 45 degrees, so Mike is turning my right foot 45 degrees, and then I'm taking my left foot just one step out and I'm turning forwards. So when you do that, you automatically, if you turn your foot slightly further out, then you're twisting around, but you want to try and straighten yourself up so you're facing forwards. And you can do this as well if you're in your seated position, but your foot that's going forward will be slightly further forwards again. So what we're doing is something called scooping from the sea and viewing the sky. So what you're doing with this one is bending forwards. So your sea level is roughly about knee level. So you're not going to be doing a very deep bend to get the water. But if you can't go down to your knees, then just go as far as you can go. So you may be sitting, you may have the sea at thigh level or what have you. So you're going to go down to whatever level is comfortable for you, either just below the knee or at thigh level. And then you're going to scoop the sea, and you're going to have one hand on top of the other, palms facing upwards, it doesn't matter which one's which. You're going to bring your hands up in front of your body, you're going to start twisting them, and then you're going to twist them till they're facing upwards, so the palms are now facing upwards above the head. And you're going to open your hands and view the sky and let the hands come down the side. So back down towards whatever level your sea is at, scooping your sea, coming up the chest, twisting your hands over, probably around about chin level,
taking your hands above your head, or if you can't take them above your head, taking them slightly further out at head level. Then you're going to open your hands, view the sky, and drop your hands down again. So scooping from the sea. So inhale as you're bringing your sea up. And opening and viewing the sky. Start to exhale as you view the sky and bring your hands down the side. So scooping from the sea, inhaling, coming up, twisting your hands over. Opening them up, viewing the sky, and exhaling as you're coming down. So then do one more on this side. There are quite a few components with this one. We're just coming back down, and then you're going to swap feet. Again, so now you're going to turn your right and left foot 45 degrees, or I'm turning my left foot 45 degrees, taking your right foot one step out, and then twisting the body so you're facing forwards. And then we're going to scoop the sea, making sure you're balanced before you start scooping. And scoop it from the sea, coming up in front of your chest, twisting your hand over, your hands over, opening, viewing the sky and coming down again. Inhale as you scoop the sea and come up. Exhale as you view the sky and come, bring your hands down the side. Just repeating this a few more times in time with your own breath. You'll be very careful you're not doing too much of a back arch with this. So just bringing your back more or less to straight level. So your front leg always has a slight bend in it, even when you're straightening up. Your back leg is always bent. The weight shifts slightly between the two legs. Just doing one more. So you can either stay as you are, you can come back into Wuji for a moment, or you can swap legs, because the next ones are also in the bow stance. So if you come back to Wuji, then turn one of your feet 45 degrees, probably the opposite one to what you've just done, taking one foot one step forward, taking the other foot one step forward, straightening up. And this next one is playing with waves. So you're going to bring your hands to your chest. So the backs of the hands are facing the chest, palms are facing forwards. And you're going to push forwards. And then you're not totally extending, you're not locking your arms out. There's a tiny bend in the arms. Just curling your fingers over and just bringing them back towards the chest. Opening your hands, pushing forwards, curling them over. Coming back towards the chest. Now you've got a couple of options with your feet here. You can leave them so you're connected through kidney one, so you both your feet remain connected during these both movements. Or if you wish, you can, as you push forward, you can lift your back heel slightly. And then as you pull back, you can lift your front toes slightly. Whatever feels more comfortable for you. Just do two more on
on this side. And swapping your feet over. Stamping. So you're 145 degrees, taking the other one one step forward. Just making sure you're facing forwards, you're nicely balanced. Then your hands, palms of the, sorry, the backs of the hands facing the chest, palms facing forwards. Exhale as you push forwards. Curling your fingers, inhale as you come back. Exhale forwards. Inhale as you come back. Just do a few more in time with your own breath. One more here. Coming back into Wuji. Put your hands by your side and just noticing whatever's arising. Just going to finish with a couple of minutes of the tree stance. Well, there are many. They're known as Janzhong. So there are quite a number of different standing postures, if you like. There's a tree stance. So you can have, the tree could just have Wuji, which is what we've just done. We were just standing in. Or you can have the tree embrace, embracing the tree with your hands sort of at chest level, slightly further forward, but your elbows are still bent. Or you can embrace the lower tree. So having your hands down around your lower abdomen. So whatever you wish to do, you can be sitting, you can be standing. So whatever you wish to do, just pause for a couple of minutes. There'll be silence for a few minutes. And just noticing whatever's arising during that time. So whatever position you're in, just taking your hands to your diaphragm, your lower abdomen, lower dantian, which is one of the big energy gates. And then again, just finishing with a few rounds of belly breathing and noticing how your body's feeling now. Come to the end of the session. Okay, I hope you enjoyed the session.